Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Cave Show. It is Hump Day, the 16th of June. Let's get this bad boy rolling and crashing today. Thank you for joining me on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Oh, what a day, what a day, what a day. So much to get into today. This is absolutely insane, all the nonsense that's going on in the world of sports. I have some Torrey Lovello sound from the Diamondbacks. I'm telling you, listen, I'm letting you know I like this guy, and I really think he's getting a raw deal. And I'm going to play the sound from last night in a game that you would think they would win, but they didn't. But they didn't. Mavs make changes in the front office. Coaching changes in New Orleans. Coaching changes in Washington, injuries in every series. And unfortunately, in Phoenix, we've got to deal with this.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man, stole a faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate.
Yep, that devil has hit Phoenix Suns. Chris Paul has tested positive for COVID-19, and we have a ton of sound to get to from Monty Williams. I'll read you the statement the Suns sent directly, so that way you know there's not paraphrasing. I will read it directly to you. We'll do all that and much more on the Cave Show today. The call-in number is 917-889-7828. You want to give a call in. We're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's Alma School and Chandler Heights locally here in Arizona. Get down and let them know that PLR sent you. They'll take 10% off of your cigar purchase. You also can become a member, get you access to the Members Lounge. Everything you need is back there. They serve beer and wine, so you can sit back, watch all the games in every league at all times. Check it out. Definitely go check it out. If you don't want to become a member, there's no issue. Still plenty of spots for you to sit, relax, and enjoy the numerous games that are on your television screen. So definitely sit down and check it out. Now, if you can't make it into Maduro's, don't worry about it. You can always order your sticks online at Stogie World, S-T-O-A-G-I-E. world.com. If you order early enough in the day, your sticks will ship out the exact same day. All that happens at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Now, if you do make it in there, like I said, let them know that PLR sent you. Tomorrow, don't forget, we're doing our Cigars with the Cave Show live from Maduro's. Again, special start time is 2:00. So if you're in the area, stop by. I tell you what, if you stop by tomorrow, I will actually buy you a stick. So all that happens at Maduro's, come by and definitely check them out. Well, you heard all the news that we've got going on, a lot of stuff. I got a packed show today. I do want to squeeze in a couple of calls. Like I told you, here in Phoenix, there's some upside and some downside. There's always upside. There's always sun on the other side of that storm. We'll break all that down as it has to do with the Phoenix Suns very shortly. But listen, let me take a call real quick before we have to get to our first break. Thanks for holding, caller. You're on the Kitchen with PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
My man, how are you?
Yeah, I heard about Chris Paul. It's a shame. You know,
the good thing is from what I'm understanding and from what I'm hearing, his health is still good. You know what I mean? I hope that's not coming out, the wrong way, but his health is still good. And that's the one thing you have to hope for when that devil takes hold of you.
Mm. So he's anti-symptomatic.
Well, rumor has it, and I hate to, to say it like that, but there's a lot of beliefs that he's actually been vaccinated. So I don't know the protocol or how that fits. And I don't want to speculate it, but hopefully
right.
He's better sooner rather than later.
Yeah. So it's like, it's not all good, but then again, not all bad.
Yeah. That's what we can hope for. But first let's, the most important thing is let's hope, his health is good. That's the most important thing, that he gets better. So the devil has hit Phoenix. The devil is hit.
And the coaching bug has hit the NBA because two coaches are now out. Brooks is out. He's leaving his post. And Van Gundy, he's not going to be coach of the he's not going to be coaching the
Pelicans.
Pelicans anymore. Well, Pelicans were kind of shaky.
Yeah,
the time of the year when they start thinking new coaching, and that's what you get. Well, when you're not performing well, only one thing, though, with, Brooks has been the coach for 3 years, and it was a little bit better, this season. I mean, we figure, why now? I mean, why are you just dumping when they're not doing that well? I mean, I think it's spectacular this season either. I mean, 34 and 38, not great. But, at least in the playoffs this year, doesn't he deserve a little bit more time?
From what I understand, that's the infamous they mutually departed ways. They both decided it together. So, take that for what it's. Let's just be honest. They made the playoffs because they had a tiebreaker with Indiana, who wasn't good. They were a game better than Charlotte and three games better than the Bulls, who were absolutely hot garbage this year.
Yeah.
So
speaking of Charlotte, Ball got
Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year.
Yep.
I don't know if that's surprising or not.
He was the best rookie. I know he missed a lot of time, but
yeah.
And I'm gonna have an argument later that I'm about to argue against on. But
so why?
I just think he was the best rookie. I mean, he missed some games, but he was the best rookie.
Despite absences, okay.
I just repeated myself and repeating myself.
Sorry,
but he was. Who else would you give it to? I guess that's the best way to.
Competition was stiff. The competition wasn't much this year, so I guess they had to give it to somebody.
Yeah. Anthony Edwards, I guess would be the next person in line.
I thought it was an
actor
in ER.
Oh wow, wow.
Sorry, I had to do it. I had to do it.
You may as well have went to Revenge of the Nerds, but.
I was thinking that.
Even Anthony Edwards, let's be honest.
Yes.
Minnesota was one of the worst teams in the NBA. And he came on late.
You're right.
at least Charlotte competed for a playoff spot. You know, at least they competed for it. That nonsense they did out there was that was a hot mess.
Okay, well, I'll leave it at that. And we'll talk again same time tomorrow. By the way, I'm more, I was more a fan of Robert Carradine.
Too bad I don't have my Revenge of the Nerds laugh queued up. All right, buddy. Always good to catch up with Lou. Good friend of the program. I'm going to get into a lot of this stuff, but I'm going to stay on Rookie of the Year while I have a couple minutes left. LaMelo Ball did have a good year, and he stood out. See, I think when you think of Rookie of the Year, except for one year, it was just terrible. You had to give – one year, I think they shouldn't have even given the award away, to be perfectly honest with you. But you had to give it to somebody, right? Someone had to win this award. And LaMelo Ball, 15.7 points a game, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. How do you not give it to him? I know Anthony Edwards had a better statistical year, but his team sucked. And Tyrese Haliburton, good young rookie, man. Good young rookie. Stats didn't match up to LaMelo. And then after those three, really, you get into, you know, Jay Sean Tate, Sadiq Bey, Emmanuel Quickley, Desmond Bain, Cole Anthony, Patrick Williams, they just didn't have the year that LaMelo had. I think the only thing that would have hurt LaMelo was the amount of games played, and it obviously did not hurt him. And this is the one time where games played to me didn't really matter this time. So that's just my opinion. I think they got it right. I still think they screwed the pooch on Coach of the Year. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm beyond hot, when it comes to All-NBA. And I will let you know how I feel about that right after this break, because you talk about someone who got it wrong. The national writers that vote on this, they're just walking idiots, or they just didn't watch basketball, or you know what? I'm not even going to say it. I'll finish it on the other side of the break. Cave Show, PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR."
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Make sure you're checking us out every day live, coming at you like you are now. But if something happens, life happens, and you're not able to check us out, we have a replay happening every day at 3 o'clock. KSRN, download that app from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps from. During the live show, obviously, we're covered by a couple of different affiliates. So all you got to do is go to the sports. Cave.com, cave is with the K, hit that listen live button, and there we are. Also, if you miss it and say a couple days pass and you're trying to catch up as well, if you ever hit that listen live button, all of our shows pop up. If it's easier for you, go to Spotify, we're there as well. The Cave Show, brought to you by the sportscave.com, and we're also on iHeartRadio as well. So, I'm looking at everything. I'm trying to decide, do I build up to my irateness, or should I just talk about some other things first? Or better yet, should I do it like we used to do it in the corporate world? You take the good thing and you talk about it, and then you put all the bad stuff in the middle, and then you talk about something good. So that way you basically sandwich the crap. Now, I've never liked that because I've always thought, well, hey, you give me something good, then you tell me something bad, then you give me something good. I don't remember to build on the bad because you just complimented me on the way out the door. So let's start here. Let's start with the All-NBA defensive team. And I will tell you where I'm pissed because this is the shortest rant. All-NBA team guards, Ben Simmons, Drew Holiday, Draymond Green, and Greek Freak are the forwards. Rudy Gobert is your center. Defensive second team, Jimmy Butler, Matisse Thybulle, Bam Adebayo, Kawhi Leonard, Joel Embiid. Did you notice a name not on that list? Nowhere. Mikal Bridges. And don't hit me with that homer. How the hell is he not there? How does Jimmy Butler keep getting reassigned? I go from a forward to a guard to make this list. Just out of curiosity. And if that's the case, then put Mikal Bridges in and Matisse Thybulle out. Who doesn't? Mikal guard. Point guard. Two guard. Power forward. The three. Wherever you want him, he's there. He flips the game for you. Every night, find the toughest offensive player, and standing next to him is Mikal Bridges. But for some reason, I guess when you play on a team with the second best record in the NBA, no one watched you play. I just guess they didn't do it. So now let's move on up to the All-NBA team. First team. Can't have a little argument there, can you? Drop to the second team. Dame, Chris Paul, same whole name. Julius Randle, LeBron James, Joel Embiid. Pause that. Put that in your mind. Let it marinate. Let me say it again. Dame, Chris Paul, Julius Randle, LeBron James, Joel Embiid. Now let me get to the third team. Bradley Beal, Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, Paul George, Rudy Gobert. Okay. Now stop. Just stop. So last year and the year before, there was a young guard that played for the Phoenix Suns. Really good. Really good. And he was averaging about 26 to 27 points per game. And so the All-Star game rolls around, not this past one, the one before. And he wasn't an All-Star. Ended up getting in as a replacement. And what he was told was very simple. Your team doesn't win. When your team starts winning, you're a shoo-in for the All-Star because you have to prove that you're just not a player that gets buckets on a bad team. Okay? So, like I said, was an All-Star because he was a replacement. Now, he's been to the All-Star game, won a three-point shooting contest. We all know I'm talking about Devin Booker. This year rolls around, and we get the infamous, hold up, time out. I am on a winning team. I'm on a team that's slated to go to playoffs. I'm still a walking bucket, and my defense has greatly improved. But I'm still not an All-Star to the point where other players in the league are tweeting, how the hell is he not an All-Star? So then he gets named as a replacement again, but gets hurt, doesn't make the All-Star game. My opinion still is the same. I think if he was voted in, or if he was named originally, I still think he would have went. I think he stayed back to rehab, but I think the disrespect made it a lot easier to stay back. So he puts up numbers last year, and when it's time for all defensive, excuse me, all NBA time, we get the same bullcrap. Hey, man, you're good. But good bubble performance, by the way. Great bubble performance. But your team makes the playoffs. And you really gotta be on a good team before we can start thinking all defensive. I mean, all NBA points. Really gotta be on a good team, huh? So now his team has the second best record in the NBA, right? But last I checked, I mean, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm losing my mind. But the Suns finished 51-21, one game away from best record in the West. Four games better than Denver, four games better than the Clippers, nine games better than the Mavericks, nine games better than Portland. I'm just dealing with the top six. So that's where he lands up. 51-21 would have won the East by two games. 51-21 would have put you 11 games ahead of the sixth seed. It would have put you 17 games ahead of the eighth seed, and it would have put you 18 games ahead of the 10th seed. So now when we go back to that list and I start reading this stuff out, and I start reading out this all-NBA team, and we get to third team, and it's Bradley Beal, Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, Paul George, and Rudy Gobert. I'm looking at this, and I'm saying not only should that name be on, but so should Donovan Mitchell, and so should Jason Tatum. Writers will never vote LeBron off. LeBron should have been on the third team. Lakers barely made the playoffs. He only played 45 games. Jason Tatum should have been on the second team. Bradley Beal should have been on. Devin Booker should have been on. Kyrie Irving should have been on. Donovan Mitchell should have been on. Bradley Beal gets mad buckets. Crazy buckets. On a losing team that has lost in consecutive seasons for a while. They stink. And don't give me that, oh, but they made the playoffs. You and I know that was in the East. The top three teams are the top three teams. Everyone else, it's just everyone else. And I'll just stick here in Phoenix. Even though Donovan Mitchell and Jason Tatum got robbed, I'm just going to stick here with Phoenix because this is where I live. I sent a tweet out. It said writers should be kicking their own ass. And they should. They should have put the boot on and cocked the foot back when they voted Monty Williams 19 votes for Coach of the Year. Third place votes. And they should have let the foot fly as soon as they left Devin Booker off. And here's the insulting part. Number 10. So when it comes to, oh, well, this is all he has to do, and this is all they have to do, and this is all BS. BS. You say you don't like the Suns. Is it Robert Sarver? Are you still mad at him? Are you saying, oh, well, there's just a flash in the pan? Well, if there's a flash in the pan, there's no pan for Bradley Beal to be in. And I love when people say, well, you got to put someone on. You got to take someone off. You're damn right I'll take someone off. Bradley Beal's coming off. Kyrie Irving's coming off. And you can pick, you want to leave, look, you want to leave Paul George on? Take Jimmy Butler off. Want to leave Jimmy Butler on? Take Paul George off. But Jason Tatum should be on his team. I will say this, and I'll say it to any writer's face. You didn't watch basketball if you didn't vote Devin Booker on one of these three teams. And if you watch it, you don't know it. And if you claim you know it, then I say you're a liar. Everyone you talk to in the media, oh, yeah, well, I voted for Monty. Oh, yeah, well, I voted for Devin. But then when the votes come out, as my man Eddie Murphy said in Harlem Nights, someone's arithmetic is off. Because not everyone could have voted for him, and Monty ends up third. Not everyone could have voted for Devin, and Devin doesn't end up on the team. So somebody is lying. Somebody is having an issue with their arithmetic. I always say this shouldn't be a lifetime award. Well, it's starting to be a lifetime award for some guys. When it's someone you like, the winning matters. Or, excuse me, the winning doesn't matter. When it's someone you don't like or someone you think needs to give a little bit more, then the winning comes down to it. Because if you don't have Donovan Mitchell or Rudy Gobert, I said how Rudy Gobert isn't the first team. No, the MVP of the league is. But if you don't have Chris Paul, Devin Booker, or Donovan Mitchell, does winning really mean a lot? And I know Chris Paul is number on the second team. I get that. But never talk that winning bullcrap to me again. Because I just simply don't want to hear it. It is absolutely stupid. And you can't make it make sense. There is a bias. There is a definite bias. The most disrespected winning team in the league is the Phoenix Suns. The most disrespected star in the league is Devin Booker. Prove me wrong. Next topic before we get to break. Kevin Durant went, I can't say it. I promise to stop cursing, and it's just really bugging me. He went nuts last night. How's that? Nuts last night. 49 points. 49-point triple-double. James Harden goes out there on one wheel. Milwaukee has a 17-point lead, and they blew it. They couldn't do it. Couldn't close the deal. I said yesterday, for anyone that was willing to listen, and hopefully you guys are because you're listening to the show, Milwaukee is a bunch of front runners. When things are going well, oh, hey, woohoo, look out, Bucks in the building. But the second things start getting tight, Bucks are gone. Bucks are gone. They can play with a lead until that lead gets cut. Now, if it's a runaway the whole game, oh, you got everything. Everybody celebrating, happy, it's all good. But when things get tight, the Bucks get worried. Kevin Durant seen a 17-point deficit before. Hell, I'm sure he's helped White one out. Played 48 minutes. This dude scored 49 points on 23 shots. Can you get more efficient than that? I even gave a nerd term so everybody can appreciate it. Can you get more efficient than that? So here's my question. I've said it forever. Coach Bud is a regular season coach. He is not a playoff coach. He doesn't know how to make adjustments. Case in point, here's a dude giving it to you. Kevin Durant is that kid in school that waited until your mom put your perfect lunch in your box. She cut off the ends around the sandwich for you. It's Dorito Day. It's Fruit Punch Day. You got the little juicer with the straw. Oh, this is the day. And she even went all out and put a Twinkie in your box. So you're set. You got your lunch. You got your dessert. You got your special drink. You're ready to go. That's the Milwaukee Bucks. They thought they were on Easy Street. No Kyrie. James Harden's going to play, but he's got one wheel. Oh, they brought their lunchbox. And, boy, they got in it. They couldn't decide they wanted to eat the Twinkie first. They wanted to eat their Doritos first. Wanted to drink their juice first. Or eat that perfectly cut sandwich with the ends all around God. So they decided they're going to start off with the sandwich and Doritos and a drink and save that Twinkie for second half. And just when they took that Twinkie out the box and started unwrapping it, what happened? The Brooklyn Nets started coming for them. And then they realized, wait a second. I haven't even finished everything else. The Brooklyn Nets sat down next to them, took their lunch, and made them sit there and watch them eat it. And the Bucks could have fought back, but they didn't. They could have done, I don't know, some crazy things. Maybe you blitz Durant. Maybe you do. Maybe you take the defensive player of the year, the former defensive player of the year, and you say, you know what? These last 4 minutes, go get him. Joe Harris was 2 for 11. I don't think the defensive player of the year had a real necessity to stick out there with Joe Harris. But that's where they put him. They put him on the Joe Harris Island, and that's where he falls around. I saw Giannis guard everybody except Kevin Durant. Here's my question. This is telling me one or two things. Either your coach isn't going to you saying, hey, it's go time. I need you on their top dog. Or you're not going up to him and saying, coach, I know what the plan is. Why do I feel like I just said this in the bubble? Coach, I know what the plan is. You got to put me on that guy. So last time we saw Giannis in the bubble in the playoffs, we were saying the exact same thing about Jimmy Butler. You got to put him on in the whole game. But the last few minutes, he doesn't guard him at all? At all? What the hell kind of coaching is that? I'll tell you what. Defensive player of the year. Why don't you go out there and guard Joe Harris? He's 2 for 11. And then when you're done working him over, go out there and guard James Harden, who's 1 for 10 and has got one lead. That way you can save all your energy for the offense where you're not a professional shooter. So we'll take P.J. Tucker, and we'll let him follow KD around all night. And you know what we're going to do? Hey, P.J., we're not going to send any help for you. We're not going to blitz you. We're just going to let him keep eating that Twinkie right in front of our face all night. All day, all week. Now, I'm not one of these people that says, hey, well, the Bucks are done, because KD's going to have to do that again. James Harden's got to find a little bit more. Kyrie is already out. Can Jeff Green do what he did on the road that he did at home? Whole bunch of questions. But I tell you what, Milwaukee, they just aren't a bunch of dogs. I don't know if, look, yesterday I said this very thing about Giannis and saying, hey, I need to get out of here if they don't win a title. Giannis ain't going to do it. You know why? Giannis don't have a bad guy in him. And maybe I'm wrong to correlate bad guy and dog, but most guys who don't mind wearing that villain's hat got a little dog in them. I'm going to go back for you old heads, Vernon Maxwell, Allen Iverson. all had Isaiah Thomas. All of them. Michael, Kobe. Didn't mind being a villain. Dwayne Wade. Didn't mind being a villain. And that gave them all a little bit of canine. Without me saying names, look around and see who doesn't have it. End of the game. Giannis had a perfect dunk pass from Chris Middleton, about 4 feet from the basket. He rushed it. You know why he rushed it? You can deny it if you want. You know why he rushed it? Didn't want to get fouled. They were in a penalty. If he gets fouled, you know where he's going? Free throw line. Guess where he doesn't want to go? Free throw line. Milwaukee is a scary team. They could win. They got talent. Brooklyn's banged up. Philly's banged up. Atlanta's new if they get that far. But I'm starting to question the heart of Milwaukee. Not P.J. Tucker. Not P.J. Tucker. But I'm starting to question the coaching effort there. There is no way you sit on your ass and let all that stuff happen. You mean to tell me you got a man out there playing on one leg and you don't attack him? Okay. He played 46 minutes and you're not attacking him. You're putting KD in pick and roll action and you're switching it. Put Giannis on him. Let him fight over the screen. I don't believe Milwaukee gave this game away. I think the Nets took it. But I think Milwaukee definitely forgot to lock the top block. I think you see more of this. I don't know if, like I said, it's a lot to put on KD to do this again, but hell, Milwaukee's soft as toilet paper, dude. And if your star doesn't want to put on that bad boy hat, y'all going nowhere fast, long term, unless injuries help you out. Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
Hey, this is Mikal Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Make sure you're checking us out social media-wise at The Sports Cave on the Twitter, on the Instagram, and on the Facebook at thesportscave.com. Cave is with the K. You can get us as well on our website, and that is thesportscave.com. Again, Cave is with the K. PLR on sports on the Twitter is my direct feed, and then again, you can always check us out on KSRN, Spotify, as well as iHeartRadio. The Cave Show is brought to you by thesportscave.com. So, yeah, the Rolling Stones have it right. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. The devil has struck in Phoenix, COVID-19. Sun sent an update I'm going to read it to you, plain and simple. Phoenix Suns guard Chris Paul is currently out due to health and safety protocols. The next update on his status will be provided on Saturday, June 19th. So today, after that was released, Monty Williams and the Phoenix Suns held a press conference, and he came out and he let us know right off the bat, this is exactly what he's saying.
I think the update has already been given, and so there's no need to talk about that anymore. We put a statement out, and I've been pretty consistent when it comes to that kind of stuff. I'm not at liberty to talk about those situations.
So Monty said, we put a statement out. Phoenix Suns guard Chris Paul is currently out due to health and safety protocols. The next update on his status will be provided on Saturday, June 19th. Well, we're media. You think we're going to ask that question once? You think we're going to get away without rephrasing that question about six, seven times? Have you not heard the media ask questions? We've got to ask them that question again.
I just said that I'm not going to talk about the particulars of anybody's case, and so I'm not even going to approach that question.
See, Monty was being really polite. So let me play again what Monty said.
I just said that I'm not going to talk about the particulars of anybody's case. And so I'm not even going to approach that question.
Now let me tell you what Monty really said. Your monkey ass and hear me answer that question like 6 minutes ago, 2 minutes ago, 1 minute ago, however long it was. You didn't hear me answer that. Huh. Well, let me tell you again, I'm not saying, and I can't say it because I'm not allowed to curse anymore. So dance around, ask different ways, but some of the things actually made sense. How are you going to practice? How do you keep your flow? How do you do those things? Monty Williams did answer that and answered it very well.
Nothing's been changed at all. We practiced yesterday. We practiced today. Had a really good practice today. Got up and down. Guys got a really good sweat. They're actually still out there on the floor, so nothing has changed for us. We're just trying to manage these days. I've talked to a number of coaches who've been in this situation just to get information on how they've handled, you know, this much time off and that kind of thing. So we're trying to keep a game rhythm as best we can.
And that's really all they can do. If you haven't been around Monty this year, this is Monty. He has sayings. Don't get happy on a farm. It's a get to, not a got to. This team is not going to stop playing and stop doing what they do just because one person is out. Now, obviously, they do. They're going to miss their leader if he's out. And Monty, again, over and over said, I'm not saying he's out. I'm not saying how long he's out. We don't know how long he's out. Read the statement. I'm not saying anything else after that. He does have concerns, and this is what he said about that.
I mean, it's like anything else. When we've had guys in the past who've had it or been in that situation where you got to go in the protocol, you just – there's a natural concern for other person, and that's basically where it ends. You know, the league is trying to do everything they can to, you know, keep individuals and teams safe, and, you know, there's just a natural concern for an individual.
But they're going to keep plowing through. Hopefully, CP will be there. But Monty always says, look, this is the hand that we're dealt. This is what's in front of us. We're not going to fold up. We're not going to say, whoa, Chris Paul is out. We'll keep playing. We're going to do the next right thing.
Well, I try not to overthink things, and I try to minimize, limit the amount of information that I crowd the players' minds with, because right now we're just in a situation where all we can do is practice and wait to see what happens. So there's a natural tendency to let your head spin a little bit, but I try not to do that, especially with our team. You know, there's a goal in front of us, and we're focused on that, and we're hoping and praying that we'll be whole again before we play game one. All we can do is the next right thing, and that was what we did today. We had a really good practice.
Do the next right thing. That's all you can do. Be prepared. Prepare for the expected. Prepare for the unexpected. I think if there's any team that can pull through and can rely on their leadership, it's this team. And Chris just can't be around the team. He still talks to Monty. Monty said they talked, and they're, you know, CP3 was surprised that Book and Bridges weren't on the All-NBA and All-Defensive teams, respectively. So just because he's not physically in the building, Chris Paul is there. Chris Paul, I'm sure, is on Zoom. I'm sure he's on text. He might be on Twitch. He might be on anything if that's what it takes to get your attention. So I'm sure Chris Paul is right there. Usually I get to news and notes last. I'm going to do it a little bit differently. Talk about a couple of these coaches that are no longer coaches. Scotty Brooks is out in Washington. Should be out in Washington. They're not good. They're not good at all. Sometimes you got to go in a different direction. And now is that time. Now is that time. Van Gundy, great coach, wrong hire. Wrong coach for young guys, for those young guys. They left. Here's what I don't understand. You fired Gentry and you brought him in, and your team regrets. Maybe you should have kept what you had. So you have a team with Zion, B.I., and an improving Lonzo Ball, and you can't even make the play-in game. Yeah, you needed to go. Dottie Nelson, let go after 24 years in the Dallas front office. Was this change made for team vision reasons, in terms of they don't see they're going in the same direction? Or was this made because your star player wasn't a fan? We will find out. One thing other in basketball I want to get to is Kawhi Leonard. Bang knees out, knee issue. So a lot of injuries in the NBA and for the playoffs. And so LeBron James took to Twitter, and we all know, I think LeBron James is one of the top players that has ever played this game, but sometimes he baffles me. He said a tweet that said this. They all didn't want to listen to me about the start of the season. I knew exactly what would happen. I only wanted to protect the well-being of the players, which ultimately is the product and benefit of our game. Let's capitalize all those letters. These injuries isn't just, quote unquote, part of the game. It's lack of pure rim rest. Rest before starting back up. Eight, possibly nine All-Stars has missed playoff games, most in league history. This is the best time of the year in our league, and fans are missing out a ton of fave players. It's insane. Is there one person that know about the body and how it works all year round? It's me, capitalized. I speak for the health of all our players, and I hate to see this many injuries this time of year. Sorry, fans. Wish you guys were seeing all your fave guys right now. Would he send that if he was playing? Two, let me back up and give adults a reality here. Players didn't have to start on Christmas Day. Players could have started in January. They could have. They could have started in January. Players did start in January because they made a business decision. Here it is. If they would have started later and would have played a fewer amount of games, a provision in their collectively agreed upon bargain would have kicked in. And the owners would have then had more power. The owners also could have withheld 30% of money, which means the players would have been paid a whole lot less, and the owners would have had that kicked in power. So the players are just as complicit. And we know that I'm usually 98% of the time on the player's side. But when the players said, we're not giving this money up, we're coming back early, they assumed that risk. See, to me, this is like football and concussions. When football was hiding concussions, they were some assholes. They should have shared all the information and let the players make their own decision. And they should be held responsible financially getting those people back in some type of or as good a shape as they can, mentally good shape. But now if you go out and you get concussions, you already know that's part of the price to play. That's the cost to be the boss. So the NBA players and their lead player cannot come out and say, I told everyone what would happen. Why did you agree to play these games? Why did you sign off on starting the season Christmas Day? Because of finance, maybe for you, the money didn't mean as much, and maybe you were doing it for other players, but if you were so sure this would happen, maybe there's something else that could have been done. But I guarantee the players weren't going to give up more power to the owners, or they weren't going to give up 30% of their money. So here's the offside. Here's the backside. Here's the flip side. Also, let's look at some of these injuries that are keeping players out. LeBron James, high ankle sprain, was out a lot. He will now say he wasn't right for the playoffs. Anthony Davis, hurt all the time. I don't even want to hear it. Hurt all the time. He made it through the bubble because everything was right, Anthony Davis did. But don't give me that nonsense. Kawhi Leonard, wow. Bumping knees with a player in game, that would have been helped if there was more rest. Oh. Chris Paul out due to coronavirus protocols. That would have made a difference if we would have waited. Oh. And then you start going online with some of these injuries, the injuries that would happen. So I don't want to hear that nonsense. When you agreed with getting your money. You can't agree with getting your money and then go back and complain when the end product isn't what you wanted. You cannot do both. You cannot have both. I don't like that. I don't personally. I promise you baseball before I get out of here. I'm going to deliver baseball. The Diamondbacks are struggling. And I think that may be the most understated statement of the day. They're just not good. They jumped out to a 7-0 lead yesterday. 7-0.
That came out with a really good game plan. And we were executing at a very high level. We started to pile up some really good at-bats. We created traffic and we built an early lead. You know, but we got to continue to do that. And I think, one is never enough. Eight is not enough. It doesn't matter. We need as many as we can possibly get during these difficult circumstances. And there are some things inside of the game that we need to do well. remember those as much as I remember anything, and we'll get better tomorrow. We'll talk about some of the things that took place. Talk about some of the things that took place and find a way to get better tomorrow. But the mood was in, we're in a good spot. We're in a good spot all the way through this game. So that last inning.
Torrey is always on that positive stuff. And he said he'll never just throw his hands in the air. He just, that's not who he is.
No, I'll never throw my hands. I'll never give in to into what's happening around me and us on a daily basis. It's my responsibility to make sure the team is getting taught at the highest level by our coaches. And we're just going to, you know, continue to turn the page every day and create some new opportunities the following day. I think what we got to do is understand that we build and create our own environment, build and create our own situation, and we got to go out there pridefully and expect to win games. I don't want there to be a negative thought. I don't want things to creep in the guys' heads about, feeling sorry for themselves. This is a big boy league. This is a man's game. And we got to fight, and we got to earn.
I love that about Torrey. I really, truly do. But good Lord, give that man some proper ammunition. Even the guys that can play aren't hitting. I'm going to talk to you about the guys very quickly who have at least 100 at bats. Eduardo Escobar, 240 average. Pavin Smith, 282. Hey, David Peralta, 259. Josh Ross, 262. Nick Ahmed, 212. Carson Kelly, 271. Isrubel Cabrera, 263. Christian Walker, 212. Tel Marte, 345. Tim LaCastro, 190. Want to guess the only tradable person on this roster right now? It's not a pitcher. I'll let you guys figure it out. We'll talk about it again tomorrow. Everyone, thank you for hanging out with me. I really, truly appreciate it. Make sure you follow us on social media at Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Cave is with the K. SportsCave.com. Again, Cave is with the K. Get me directly on Twitter at PLR on Sports. Make sure you're following our podcast over on Spotify, iHeartRadio. Make sure you listen to us every single day. Catching that replay over on KSRN. We are everywhere. So make sure you're checking out The Cave Show. It's brought to you by sportscave.com. Tomorrow we are at Maduro's. Come check us out live. Come down and check us out. I will buy you a stick. So at Maduro's, Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Cigars with The Cave Show, 4991, South Alma School. Until then, listen, everyone be safe. Get into those games tonight. Enjoy. Thank you for listening to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Tess, bring us home.